sitting in the stand of the sporting crowd, waiting for the show to begin. Red light, green lights, strawberry wine, a good friend of mine follows the stars. Venus and Mars are all lights and I. We'll be right back.
So cool. I always want to try and take a moment just to drink it all in for myself.
Tonight in this party.
you. Hey, listen, thank you. Great welcome here to this new stadium, this new facility for Pittsburgh. And we played here last night. It's a really cool place. Okay, we're going to play some old songs, some new songs, some in-between songs. This next one's a new one. This is from the album we made recently. It's like my alter ego. It's called The Fireman. And the fireman is saving the nation from the conflagration in a spirit of jubilation and celebration with a minimum of perspiration. I mean...
Thank you.
Okay, that was the big wardrobe change of the whole evening. That's it. There's nothing more coming up. Well, see how it goes.
Thank you.
Yeah. You are one hot crowd tonight. And that last little bit we tagged on the end there, that was a tribute to the late great Jimi Hendrix. And I told the people last night that I was very lucky in the 1960s to hang out with Jimmy a bit when he came over to London. And he was such a nice guy, such a humble guy, and you know, fantastic player. And I think one of the greatest tributes that I remember in my life was that after we'd released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on the Friday, and then on the Sunday, 2 days later, he'd learned it with his band and he opened with it. That was pretty cool for me. He played it great, he played it fantastic, he played a big long solo in the middle of it, and he's thrashing away, he's doing all his usual stuff. He's got his whammy bar, he's going, all the stuff, you know, sounded fantastic. But at the end of the number, in those days, the whammy bar used to put your guitar completely out of tune. All that, you just go out of tune. So he's just like wondering what to do. He looks in the audience and he says, is Eric out there? He's looking for Eric Clapton, who was there. But you know, Eric wasn't having any of it. Eric's gone. Anyway, Jimmy looks at me, he sees him, he looks at me, hey man, will you come and tune this for me?
No, go away!
Disappear.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I originally wrote this next song for Linda. Tonight we know we've got plenty of lovers in this audience, so we'd like to dedicate it to all you lovers out there. This one's for you. When I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hands of my love. Engaged.
first met, she's just a girl for me. I want all the world to see we've met. La 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 la. Well, it feels another day. I might look the other way tonight. If they would be aware, as it is, I'll be the bird tonight. Thank you.
fun.
Right, thanks.
Yeah, in the 1960s, there was a lot of good things going on, but there were some bad things. And we got the news that in the southern states in America, in certain states, particularly Arkansas, places like Little Rock, there were a lot of troubles over civil rights. And we would see this on the news or in the newspapers. And I wanted to try and write a song that would like sum up what I was feeling about that. And maybe if it got back to the people in Little Rock, it might just send a message of hope and inspiration to some of them. So that's this next song. Blackbirds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you've gone waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you've only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you've gone waiting for this moment to be free. You've gone waiting for this moment to be free. You've gone waiting for this moment to be free. You know, I was saying last night, one of the things is, when you're singing something like that, I mean, you know, it's pretty exposed up here, all you lot, and me. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to concentrate on the part, you know, just so you don't get that wrong. You're trying to remember the words, get them in the right order, trying to sing it in tune, and you're focusing, you know. And then suddenly, you know, the signs start to come up. And so you say to yourself, no, whatever you do, don't look at them. Don't just focus, don't even look at the signs. But then the other side of your mind just says, oh, it's okay, look, we. So So you're trying to do all this stuff at once, and doing a part, the singing, and the concentrating, and you're reading these signs. Yeah. I'm the girl on the flaming pie, tattoo it on my thigh. What? And I'm trying to do all the other stuff as well. Anyway, yeah, well, I love your signs, but I can't read them all while I'm doing them. So. But thank you for them anyway. Thanks for having me. Okay, anyway, that's great. So, yeah, thank you. I spent all evening just reading the signs. Excuse us for 10 minutes, will you? All right. Okay, see, one of the other things I always say is that in life you don't always say what you mean to say to people. Sometimes you're going to say something, let's say a compliment or something to someone, and you put it off. And you just think, well, I'll tell them some other time. It'll do, it'll wait. And what happens then, the trouble is if that person passes away, you really kick yourself and think, I should have said that. Yeah? You think, I wish I'd said that. You know, it's happened so many times in my life. I wrote this next song when my after my dearest friend John passed away. Let's hear for John! Just thinking about the conversations we didn't always have. So this is a song here. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be if you were here today? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So there you go, say it to them. Yeah, man. Right? Yeah, I met somebody after the show last night, a young guy. And he says, yeah, you know, that really turned me on. He's going to say, go around telling everybody he loves him now. But, you know, that is a great thing about this show. I noticed there's so many, like, young people, middle-aged people, older people. It's amazing. Fantastic. I love it. And right down here, there is a little baby. This baby's got, it's not 1 year old, this baby. Hi, baby. And if this is anything like my baby, he'd be fast asleep in about 10 minutes' time. Especially when the loud stuff's on. All right, we're going to lift the moon. Crazes right here. At the next party you do, I go to, try that one. Sprinkler. You'd be, yeah, honest, you'd be so popular. concert in the Ukraine a couple of years ago, and it was in the city center in Kiev, and they love that one. In fact, that song was voted the most popular Paul McCartney song in the Ukraine. So there, next time you go there, just go, oh, hey, oh. Say Paul sent you. Thank you, you're brilliant. Thanks a lot. Okay, how are you doing up at the back? Yes. Yeah, we can see you. We know you're there. Yes. Hi. I can see you too. All right, thank you. I can see a few requests in the audience for this next song, so this one's for you and for you over here and for you down there. All right. Yeah. come on. Right, thanks a lot. Okay, now I'm sure a lot of you know that George Harrison was a really good ukulele player. Big fan of the instrument, you know, and he used to know all the old kind of British artists who did it, particularly a guy called George Formby, and used to know a lot of Hawaiian stuff and all of that. So I was around at his house one day, and I had a ukulele too, and we sat around, and we were just jamming, and in the middle of the session I said to him, I've learned one of your songs, you know. He said, yeah, and so we played it together. And I'd like to play it now for you. Woo! Something in the way she moves drives me like the one lover. Something in the way she moves me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I'm leaving now. Somewhere in the smile she knows, I don't need no other lover. Something in the style that shows me, I don't want to leave her now. Oh, you know I'm a demon now. You're asking, I don't know. Georgie, let's hear it for George.
Thank you.
Next song we're going to do here, there's a little bit in the middle where we like you to sing, and when I say, okay, now you, you know, that's that moment. So, and the song is, it's an old song, but we've never done it until this tour. So, apart from last night, this is the first time in Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You little workers. Thank you. Yeah, you know, the great thing was we had an opportunity a few years ago to go and play in Russia, and I'd been waiting to go and play that song. You can imagine, you know? But we went out there, and we played in Red Square, and I think in Moscow, we were the first rock and roll band allowed to play in Red Square. Yeah! Yeah. And it was really cool. And I think one of the things, you know, it brings home to you when you go abroad like this and you play, you tour around these places, how many people learn to speak English listening to Beatle records? I do. No, but there's lots of people. And I say in Russia, it's amazing, you know, because we're going out there. And I mean, you know, years ago, I'm this little kid in Liverpool going to school there. And if you'd have told me that, you know, I'd be meeting up with like the Russian defense minister, it would be like, no. It's one of those things you can't believe. Can you? But there we were. And the defense minister, he comes up to me. And he says, oh, Paul, he says, first record I ever got was Love Me Do. That's true, you know. Yeah, defense minister. But yeah, you know. It's true. And this other guy comes up, a big guy, and he's from the government. Yeah, I don't know, I'll come up later. He says, this guy comes up, he says, oh, I learned English from Beatle Records. Hello, goodbye. It's true. He spoke it like a native of Sardinia.
I'm gonna feel a feeling like a night.
gonna be all right. Yeah. Okay, somebody asked us why we're switching all these guitars all evening, switching around, and the answer is because we're showing off. We got them, we're going to show them off. They're not really true. This one is actually the original guitar that I played the record on in the 60s. So there you go.
I'm a lucky man. Thank you.
trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. In my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the youngest to the oldest, you are pretty cool. I'm just checking on that baby. That baby's not asleep yet. She or he is rocking.
Get back to where you once belonged.
Do you want to get back? You know, this is the last night of our North American tour, so you've made it a great last night for all of us. And I don't know if you noticed on this guitar, I've always had a little sign on here, but tonight the mayor of Pittsburgh suggested I add another one. I don't know if you can see it. Say we get all these signs, you know, and I wish we could do everything the signs ask us to, but we just can't. But there is one over here. Come on, I want to single that before. Okay? You want to come up? Come on. Says he's got a tattoo on a thigh, and would I sign it? What's a guy to do?
Sign it.
Come on. Not nervous at all.
Hiya.
Hello, Pittsburgh.
Hello. What's your name?
My name is Lonnie Marie Mullaney from Philadelphia.
Oh.
Now, don't be like that. Nice town. Awesome. Come on, man. Show us your thigh there. Come on. Tattoo it on my thigh. What? I'll sign you up. I don't mind. I'll do your thigh. Come on. That's never going to work out.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Have you got the thingy, Brian? Come on. Oh, she has. Right. Now, come on, it's thigh. You said thigh. It's thigh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she got the thigh. I'm waiting on it.
Thank you.
You just know it, Philadelphia. Now, a person from Pittsburgh would have never done that. Right? No, it would have been on the arm or something. Honestly, it's silly. It just started earlier this year. Somebody kind of asked for a tattoo, and then, you know, I signed it and they get the tattoo. We've been getting all sorts of it. Now it's thighs, and we had one more night and said, sign my butt. I said, well, let's have a look at it. Hey, I've got a feeling you ought to keep rocking, you lot. Yeah! Okay, let's rock.
Tell me, tell me, come on, tell me the answer.
again. Hey, listen, it's been beautiful playing for you tonight, and thanks for the great welcome you've given us to this beautiful city. Thank you. But there does come a time when we have got to go home. Coincides with the time when you got to go home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, listen, before we do go, we want to do a lot of thank yous here to the people that we couldn't have put the show on without. And as I say, it's our last night, so it's a very, very special thank you on behalf of all of us. For the guys, first of all, I'd like to single out the guy who's been doing the sound on the whole tour. That's Pablo. Nice one, Pablo. Excellent work. And then we have the people who've done the video screens, the lights. You know, that's Foley Becker, Marcy, that's Leroy, that's Wally, and then all the guys here who look after the guitars and all the crew, all the rigging and everything. Yeah. So many of them, too many to mention. Just the best crew on the planet. Yeah, we had the best time out with these guys. It's so cool. And I would love to thank my fantastic band. Show, the most important thank you is for each and every one of you. And thank you.
Thank you,
Sergeant Bevers, no, it's
Thank you, Pittsburgh. You were totally brilliant. We'll see you next time.